Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive towards the mound. Buckeye catches it and throws to first to double up Melillo. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Betancourt moves to second. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. There goes Shang trying to get to third. Jameson throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Shang for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gray moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynish moves to third. Schultz moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan has Maynish trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and back to Morgan, who tags Maynish for the out. Schultz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Blue moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Dutch Lovson now pitching. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Maynish reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Maynish scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Betancourt hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lovson hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Autry for a passed ball. Manish moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manish scores. It's 10-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.